That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
One, two, three, four.
Ooh, sha-la-la. Ooh, sha-la-la. Ooh, sha-la-la. Paul Simon takes you to Graceland.
Welcome to the Paul Simon Podcast.
Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. We got Zach Reno.
We got Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings. He brought a piano to my living room.
We got Brett Morris. Oh, I'm getting used to this acoustics.
Wow, perfect. Very great.
Thank you.
We got Dana Wickens on the stickens, the boom in this room.
Boom, boom, cloud, shake.
Oh, yeah. Shaking the maker that I gave her.
Yes.
Shaking the shaker.
Meant for tea, but put rice in thee. A shaker will be.
Queen on the throne, it's a cajon.
Queen on the throne, it's a cajon is very good.
This is a podcast where we just make puns about
names and the things and you names. Are. Okay, so we're still in Zach's living room.
But can you believe it? Days have gone by.
A few days have gone
by.
For
you, it's been a week. For us, mere days.
Mere days.
And that's how different we are. This is a fan band episode, in case you couldn't tell. What does that mean for new listeners?
Oh my gosh, you're new?
Welcome.
Thanks, welcome. It means that we're going to talk as the five of us and sing unrelated, unnarrative songs.
We're just gonna chat and talk. So far, while we've been setting up, talked a lot about Gatorade.
Okay, yeah, we did talk a lot about Gatorade.
Gatorade's back in little cans, and let me tell you, it feels great to crack one, but don't chug it. It doesn't feel as great as you think.
Yeah, be careful when chugging all liquids. You know, it can really put a lot of air into your intestines.
And that's not where the air goes.
That's not where the air goes.
Unless you need it for surgery.
Okay, everyone's favorite Gatorade flavor. Wait, Brett, do you have a talking mic, or are you just going to lean?
Right here.
Oh.
I'm going to use my acoustic mic.
Dual.
By the way, cool lick on the acoustic.
Oh! Yeah. Brett came to work? Play.
Yeah. That's, yeah, Brett with the cool licks on the acoustics.
Dana, you enjoying Zach's cats?
Yes, I'm getting very distracted by Zach's cats. We got a cat on a guitar case that's going like...
I think a very apt uh-huh. description.
Yeah, she's e-erring. Am I going to pee on it? Am I going to stand on it? I think you're okay.
I saw her doing like this. No one can see this.
Dana's doing the mixing biscuits.
Yeah,
motion.
Making biscuits. Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Is it mixing biscuits? Because for me, it's making biscuits. Like it's
just called it mixing biscuits. Making biscuits makes more sense. But mixing biscuits... has better.
I should clarify, there's a voice that it has to be said, making biscuits.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
That's sorry. We were always like, mixing biscuits.
See, yeah, it's totally different intonation. It's a regional thing.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yes. You're both from different parts of Orange
County.
The same
town.
Yeah. Man, let me tell you, East Yorba-Linda and West Yorba-Linda never
so different.
Twain.
So yeah. Different.
Yeah, night and day.
We said making biscuits, but
I think maybe my mom was just on one.
Did any of you wash?
We said
your
kneading
cats?
Bread.
Kneading bread, yeah.
Oh. Wait, Brett, is that the tone you said it in?
our cat is currently kneading bread.
Look at this, this feline.
We said kneading bread.
I love this cat.
Lester is kneading bread right now.
Fred's you think cats? Super you think cats just long for us to talk to them in normal voices? They just want nothing more than for us.
They
to
look
have,
like it. The way they look at you is
yeah.
Like, come
they're
on.
Like we've been everything about us has been telling you that we're pissed for years.
Yeah. do you have any babies in your life who you can't win over with bits?
Like human babies?
Yeah. Like I have a baby in my life who she really like doesn't give it up easily. Mm-hmm. She really makes you work for it. And it's absolutely worth it when you break through. Cause you're like, oh yes.
Yeah.
Like some babies I can get with like one elephant noise and I'm like, gotcha. This baby's like, you're actually too much. Mm. And then I like have to slow play, let her warm up. And then I'm
an
like,
elephant noise.
And then I like catch her eye and I go like, and she's like, okay, I'm in.
Okay. You got me instantly. I'm like,
thank you, Dana.
I'm cracking up.
My niece, I'm still working it out. I'm like trying to figure it out. Cause she like will do that thing where she'll stare at me very deliberately and be like, what are you? What are you about?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, hi. And the response will be like, okay, that's enough. And she'll be like, whatever. Like she will look at me until I make some sort of motion and then be like, cool, you've moved. I can leave now. It's very interesting.
There's definitely like an exciting thing. And one of the first things about getting like a new nephew or niece is like, okay, we're meeting each other for the first time. Like, how am I going to make you laugh?
Yes.
Like, what's going to work between us?
Yes.
What's the dynamic?
I need you to like me.
Oh,
in these interactions that you will not remember.
Oh my gosh. Well, I always get into this conversation with Morgan about like, do they remember it or not? I'm like, you're laying ground floor.
Right.
They remember the vibe.
Right. Exactly. Sure. You're building on it. You know, I'm always like, okay, got to bring out the best material.
Yes. Even if they don't remember specifics, they have to think that they're going to Disneyland the next time that they
yes.
see you.
And lucky for me, usually I do both.
Usually you take them to Disneyland.
Yeah.
I'll speak to that vibe, though. I have an aunt who, like, I don't remember her ever saying anything to me to make me laugh, but I remember everyone else laughing at the very adult jokes she made and me being like, this person is
this,
cool.
Oh,
this
aunt, that's,
dig your vibe.
That's yet even another
this
thing.
This aunt slaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't know. I had no idea what the jokes were, knew the jokes were good, and I was like, that's enough for me. You're all right. Yeah.
You were appreciating her as being a funny person. She was not making you laugh.
I mean, she was making me laugh in the sense that everyone was laughing and I
and
felt
you were
like
doing
I should
it too.
Laugh. Yeah,
mm-hmm. The baby who I was talking about who doesn't give it up easily, she was really pipping out and I'm going to make her identity like too obvious, but she was like sitting in, not that that's a problem, she's a doll and I love her, but like she was like sitting in the middle of adults just being like, okay, and now all lies on me. What if I put down here with my toes. Okay, only one of them's looking so far. I gotta giggle, and now they're whispering to the other just a little. And I am thinking I'm about to break through, I suppose. I got a bagel on my foot. Isn't that shape inside of me?
and making noise so high that it shatters glass. I just scream so loud. Isn't that funny?
Okay, now stay with me through this. In my bathtub, I took a shit, and now I'm outside of the tub, and I'm pointing at it like, can you believe what I did?
Ah, joke's on you.
Look at me.
Get my poo in the tub.
They know.
I can show you a picture of another baby. She it's really always... is pointing at it like, can you believe it?
Jess doing it.
Let me say, as a dad, it's a real relief to walk in and not be the first person to talk about my child's poo. So it's like so great. Yeah. Someone else.
My gosh, please. This is a welcoming safe space for you to tell baby stories. So funny. I love like putting so much personality when obviously like it is there, but it's like still there's so little and you're just like painting it on or you're making guesses.
Their brain is very much still forming connections.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, they're a bit of a tough one. Or like, oh my gosh, they're so curious. And you're like, I don't know, they might just be putting things in their mouth to understand what they are.
Yeah, for me, like I put them into like their 40-year like career trajectory. Like, where is this going to land them?
Oh my
God. Yeah, like I definitely like think my daughter's either going to end up like head of a criminal organization or head of something much better, I hope. But she's
part
she's
of
Wiley,
the mob.
Man.
Yeah, Wiley.
And that's like my
criminal organization is subjective, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's particularly. Yeah.
Like criminal to who?
I have a.
Who wrote the laws?
I have a kid in my life, not a baby. Okay. I have a kid in my life of whom it is said Yale or jail.
Amazing.
Wow. All right.
Incredibly smart in a way that's like, okay, where are you from? Like street smart, wily, like really, really creative, but also...
None of that sounds like Yale, for the record.
But also...
street smart.
But I mean, like she shows like such an inherent intelligence that she could apply it however she wants.
Sure.
Princeton or prison.
Princeton or prison.
Two other possibilities.
Harvard or hell.
That's the one I always say.
Welcome into your college admissions.
We only have two tracks here at Harvard. One of them is you stay enrolled at Harvard.
The other is we send you down to Hades.
The underworld. You're sitting in a dorm with other boys and girls, and you think, if I study, I could stay at school in the program that we call Harvard, because the only options are Harvard or hell. Harvard or hell.
You're so excited to tell your friends that
something you're missing. There's only two options. You're in hell or you're not. And if you're not, you're at Harvard. Harvard. Because it's Harvard or hell. Harvard or hell. Lake of fire.
Then you're in hell.
I think colleges shouldn't have individual degrees. You should come out of them with the name of the school.
That'd be great.
You
yeah.
say, I have a Harvard.
Oh,
I have a Claire Trevor School of the Arts. You I have an NYU. I have a Florida State.
Yeah.
It makes sense, actually.
Brett thinks it makes sense.
Actually.
Thanks,
yeah.
thanks Brett.
Actually.
Actually?
Actually?
Brett is all around us.
Who do you identify most with in Love Actually?
Who in this circle is
what?
You?
Uh-oh.
Of all the people in this circle, which of the ones that's not you is, I mean, that's easy for me.
It's, wait, what?
Of all the people in this circle.
Yes.
Which one is that is not you
uh-huh.
is you?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
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 Of all the people in this circle, who is the one that is you that
no,
is not you?
That's not you.
Yeah. Who is the one that is you that is not you?
For me, it's you.
Yeah, for me, it's you.
Right.
But who is it for you? Who in this circle is not you? Is
the one that's you that's not you. You.
Scott,
can
I guess.
Pick one of you two?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, it's you, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I feel like... This is...
Now...
I almost like it's a mix between you two.
That could be.
That could be. Mm.
I think. Although, like, we obviously have, like,
pointing at me.
I'm pointing at Brett. Pointing at Brett. We have a lot of, like, same ESP energy. But I would say, like, sure. as like, we both walk into a room, people aren't like, you guys are, like, twins or something.
Even if Nicole were in the circle, it would still be Jessica.
Like, yeah. I think it's a mix between the two of you, Jess and Zach, as I'm pointing.
You're a classic mm-hmm. Jack.
I'm a classic Jack. I'm yeah, such a classic Jack.
Yeah.
It's basically like, I'm a Jack.
Can we
yeah.
talk
you know?
About, sorry, Brett, you answer.
Oh, Scott, for sure.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Okay. Can we talk about how good Jack Black's voice is for a second?
Of course.
The best.
So good.
The man, I think, this is not my take, but someone said it and it resonated with me. If Jack Black were not as funny as Jack Black
is,
I think we would be holding him up as one of the most insane singers of yeah. like all time.
He's freakishly good.
But because really he is good. So funny, people aren't like, Jack Black, oh yeah, that incredible vocalist, Jack
right,
Black.
I'll posit a theory. If Meatloaf had not existed, Jack Black would be our Meatloaf now. And then in 20 years, we would get a Jack Black that would have been Meatloaf, but like that's
Whoa.
Already been done. So now
Whoa.
It has to be
Whoa.
Funny.
Whoa.
So you've now pushed Jack Black Whoa. Out of his total career path.
I completely just, yeah, I've derailed it. Who knows what he would do now?
Is he yeah. Juilliard or am I making that up?
Jack Black?
Yeah, Robin Williams was, and I sometimes like...
I don't think Jack Black is Juilliard.
I don't think so either. Mm-hmm.
But he is...
I'm gonna look.
He is Actors Gang.
What is... Los Angeles Theater School?
Yeah, Theater Company, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. It's Tim Robbins... No, yeah.
Yeah,
Tim Robbins' Theater Company.
The Actors Gang.
I want to say Jack Black didn't go to college. Or like dropped out or something.
Dope as
We're
hell.
Gonna find
out. Yeah,
Dana's finding out. This is knowable information.
No, he makes like... Zeppelin songs sound like a fun goof off for him, you know? Like
he can just found do out. It. Okay, so he went, well, fun fact, he went to Crossroads.
Yeah.
In high school.
The clothing exchange?
He literally went to school in the Crossroads clothing exchange.
Crossroads is a ritzy, but more like hippie-ish private school
yes.
in Los Angeles.
Okay. And he did go to UCLA, but he dropped out
just.
Sophomore year. Mm. And then Tim Robbins cast him in Bob Roberts. Haven't seen it. But, yeah.
At the Actors Gang, yeah.
Yes. There you go. And then He just flew to the planet of success.
Now he's Po, the Kung Fu Panda.
Yes. There he is.
There he is.
He's so good. That's Tenacious D should do like a musical and have that be on Broadway. Like, what the fuck? I don't need a Back to the Future hashtag Back to the Future.
Too bad you're getting
fucking
one.
Musical.
You already got
Too bad
one.
You've
it's
got
coming
one.
For you.
I know.
I hear the car is cool.
I did hear the car is cool. Yeah.
I also heard the car is cool.
Basically,
and then I remember
like
I also
I
said,
have a question. Is it just Back to the Future 1, the musical?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are we to do with that information and assume that there's going to be a Back to the Future 2 musical?
No.
I think it really depends on the success of Back to the Future 1, the
I
musical.
I assume maybe they'll Until have like some sort of wink to something from 2, but it'll mostly be 1.
I'm so angry because 3 is the best.
This is a little bit of...
he loves trains.
Yeah, it's true.
A little bit of pulling back.
I want to see this be a musical so bad. Like, that's all I want. I just want 3 guys singing a ZZ Top song. In
Was that ZZ Top?
Yeah, man.
That little piano thing?
That little, the little, like, fiddle dance that they do. That's all I...
Wow, wait, keep going. This is great.
Okay. This is copyrighted.
Playing it.
This song is not ringing a bell for me.
Yeah, what ZZ Top song is it?
The one with the violin that the Doc and Clara dance to, it's not a real, like, well-known. It just happens to be something that ZZ Top wrote when they were in the movie.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're the band. They're the band
ZZ
with the beards.
ZZ Top is in Back to the Future 3. Wow.
And then wrote that song.
Yeah, wow.
It's a jam and a half, man.
That's cool.
I feel like an early bonding thing for me and my freshman year roommate was just playing the song Fuck Her Gently.
Oh, sure.
Potentially 20 times in a row.
It's a very... Tenacious D is a strangely progressive band. Not strangely, but like, it's like they're hypersexual, but also like... Anytime Jack Black is in a song like making love to a woman, Kyle is almost always also there. and they're like, I don't know. They scratch like the perfect itch of teenage boy humor to me that aged up in a way that I still think is extremely funny.
It's so
I haven't
good.
Gone back and I went to listen to the CD. I found it in my car. I had it in like... You remember how we all used to have those like books of,
yeah,
of course. But mine was like cheap plastic and it had disintegrated and it had destroyed all the CDs that were in it from being in the sun too long. But luckily it's available streaming everywhere because our overlord Spotify provide, I guess.
I still think Pick of Destiny as an album is absolutely brilliant. Think of the film what you will. I love it, but...
Paul F. Tompkins in that movie before I knew who Paul F. Tompkins was.
He was in all the HBO specials too.
He's in
Are they Buzz?
One.
They're Buzz.
Yeah.
He's like part of the legacy.
Way to go, Paul. We're so proud of
Paul.
You.
We're so proud of you and all that you've done and all that you've accomplished.
He's the one who always introduces them on stage and has to read.
Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wow. You just...
He goes, the next band coming up, you know, defeated the devil. Yeah.
Very funny. I'm sorry.
We're proud of Paul.
Paul, we're very proud of you, if you're listening, which you're probably not, but we love you anyway.
You never know.
You're a spotless.
He might be.
I think we should. You guys should do the song about Paul.
Here's what we'll do. Listeners, no snitches. This is a
Don't
test.
Tag him.
Do not tag him. Do not tell him about the song that's going to exist.
It'll be great.
We're just going to wait and see how long it takes for this song to get back to him.
Yeah, don't tag.
And also no pressure, Paul, because honestly... It could be in 100 years. It could be tomorrow. It could be next week, a month, or even 5. But when it reaches your ears, we hope it chases away sorrow. 'Cause you bring so much joy into our lives.
Who's the man who can do it all?
Resume.
It makes you say, good God, look at this man. So much talent, so much range, so much ability to put a coat and change a look from day to night and make you feel so bright.
A comedian not afraid of the changing times. A man we can rely on, and I'm just so glad to shake his hand. What a friend, what a guy, what a man.
About letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay,
so like, Zach is friends with Paul enough to know where he lives.
He drives.
Wait, then you know what? Actually,
I know where
Zach,
he goes to the gym. Hmm?
I'm so proud of you too. 'Cause a friend of Paul F. Tompkins is a friend of mine too.
It becomes so clear to see. We all wanna be friends with Paul through the transitive property.
Thank you, Paul. Hey, thank you, Paul.
Hey, Paul, we got to break it down real quick.
Paul, remember when you helped us launch this whole podcast?
Remember when most of our success can be sort of directly attributed
to you?
Did you agree to go on a show that you didn't know what it was?
Thanks, Paul.
Paul, thanks. Don't tell him about this song.
Tell him.
He finds it or he doesn't, and either way is fine.
You know what I hope right now, though, is he's driving in that car that I know.
Yeah? Driving in that green car that we know.
And
the car? Small. In that small green car.
And then he goes,
We'll be right back after a break.
You wondered if we were coming back. Well, the answer is yes.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
Maybe one time we won't come back, and that's anybody's guess.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
But for this one, we only had a little break.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
And now we're back from the break. Yes, we're back and no mistake. This is the second half. Because we did come back. The second half. Because we did come back.
Before we started recording, I said, ooh, that's a weird bit. They took a banana, they took out a core with like some kind of tube. And then they took some peanut butter and they gave it a shoe.
Okay, now how does this relate to the song currently going on?
Oh, let me make sense of that. Soon you'll be right along.
Can't wait.
Did you hear that little vocal embellish?
Ba-na-na-na-na-na.
Well,
back though.
Rise up, crew.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na. Minions.
We got minions.
We got minions. We got
minions. I'm John Lennon.
Peace
and I just
love,
remembered.
Peace and love. I love these minions.
I just came back to say I love Kevin, Stewart, and Bob.
I love Kevin, Stewart, and Bob. The minions.
Minions. Sometimes it feels to good to be a dumbass.
I said this to Nicole and she stopped and was like, what are you talking about? Because I stopped like mid-section and I was like, I can't wait for the Crypto.com Arena, formerly the Staples Center, to be rebranded Minion Stadium. Because this city, in preparation for the Minions movie coming out, there's a lot of Minions things showing up. There's like this meme
the
going
minions
around.
Are in retrograde.
You see like like New
there's
York
like
has the Statue of Liberty. We have the big
right?
minions. There's
yeah.
the minions
big
that are like,
minion.
And I think
we should run with it.
I
like
think our, this city should lean into it. We should get rid of all of our current mascots.
Yes.
Los Angeles Minions.
I agree.
Should be every team we have. The Clippers should be one of the minions. The Lakers, different minion. The Rams, all three of the minions dressed up as sheep. Like. Like we
yeah,
all,
that's
we,
good.
It's
that's
the
be- good.
It's
that
the best.
Good.
Like it is the best. I don't think DreamWorks had any idea or Illumination.
Illumination.
Sorry, Illumination.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I love that by proxy you'd be turning like the drive down the 170 into the 101 where you can see the giant minion over Universal as no longer just like an ad and now it's like Hollywood sign levels of like, ah,
yes.
There's the minion
I
of
think
LA.
It, if we could make like minions are gritty, I think that would do a lot for our city unity.
This is what I'm talking about. Nothing. I think the minions are going to bring all of us together in a huge way.
I feel like they already do. They bring me a lot of joy. I feel like what they do is when people can admit that they're legitimately funny, it cracks that sort of like cynicism, all irony.
I don't care what college you went to.
Exactly.
I don't care how smart you think you are. If you can look at the little yellow
Tic Tacs,
the little yellow beans with goggles
and overalls,
and tell me that that's not funny, I will show you a lying human being.
Yes.
I'll show you a liar.
Also, they got funny little butts and they dance.
They got funny butts. They dance. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
We only know three of their names.
They make like the noises, top tier noises.
Yeah.
Top tier
noises. You can't
noises.
Go wrong with the, any. They're like, like all the time. I just
banana.
Need that banana all the time. I need it. Actually, I saw a great, it made me like proud of like today's youth because I saw like a TikTok video of all these like high school aged boys dressed to the nines in like suits. They had suits and ties, professional. I was like, are they going to like a dance? Are they going to a prom? Are they whatever? They like all were like, they had different shots of them like going up the escalator. This is like probably 40 to 50 teen boys, and they were all going to see the new Minion movie, and they were all dressed in suits.
Hell
yes. We immediately have to sing about this.
Absolutely.
Can I say what before?
I know we just sang about the Minions, but sorry, go ahead.
No.
We add it so it's different enough.
It won't be.
Okay, great.
It won't be. I have a plug for a thing that's not a thing.
Okay, great.
Hey, Tyler, Brayden Mason, what are you doing Friday night?
Gonna need Derek and Kyle and also Grayson. Better get yourselves right. Show up on time.
You better get in your suit and tie. You better come feeling like you're fly. When me and you and an additional 42 teenage boys
up another level. We've got to pregame. When we all go to see the Rise of Gru, I want our stomachs to be the same. Let's eat the minions of meals. I'm talking Tic Tacs, beans, and eggs. And then let's also wear blue.
if Paul Simon got to ride for the Minions. Coming on down to the Minions and I say, ooh la la.
Got a wristband.
Got a wristband. Got a wristband. It's a wristband.
So the thing I wanted to say was my friend Alice has made a shirt that you can see at alice.deals, which is Jurassic Park da Minions, which is just the Jurassic Park dinosaurs. And then the Minions are also on it. And it's a very good shirt.
That's great.
Alice.deals. That's my shout out.
That.
Alice.deals.
Great job, Alice.
Deals.
Yes, I think it continues the story of the Minions prequel.
I have not seen Minions. Is it great?
No, it's fine.
Okay, cool.
But the Minions themselves as an entity are perfection.
Listen, the Ninja Turtles are perfect despite what the Ninja Turtles may or may not show up in.
Now, did I love the one where they go back to ancient Japan? Yes, I did.
Was that the live action like animatronic ones?
Yeah, I think that's the third of those.
Oh, not the Vanilla Ice one.
No.
No, that's Secret of the Ooze. I think that's the second one.
I was obsessed with the third one where they time travel to ancient China.
Huh.
Huh.
Now, ninjas...
Japanese. So it must be ancient Japan.
Maybe.
I think it is. I think I was like,
listen, here's what I know. America does get fast and loose with Asian culture.
Absolutely. But I think it was.
You're probably right.
Yeah. And I think there's a whole storyline where Raphael's like, I might need to stay in this time. Because he like makes a friend.
I just learned about something real messed up. So spoilers if you don't. Spoiler alert. If you are reading a Ninja Turtles comic and don't want to know what happens, but there is a Ninja Turtles comic that takes place in the future in which all the Ninja Turtles have died except Michelangelo, and obviously it's changed him.
Oh my gosh!
It's called
he likes to party even more.
I think I want to read about Darkelangelo.
I don't know that it's for you, but it does exist. I forget what it's called.
Can you believe that Raphael is my favorite, not Michelangelo?
Oh wow! Or
twist. That is what not about what
Donatello
I want to call.
Was mine.
Donatello was mine growing up too.
I had a period.
Donatello, no, Leonardo's the
basic. Oh yeah, you're right. Hey, sorry. I'll leave. I'll honestly leave. That was the craziest
Leonardo's
thing I've ever
the
said.
Most basic, right?
I'm so sorry. Look, I'm Jessica, so sorry to
that
everyone.
That was cool but rude.
Can I tell you something that briefly melted my mind and then was not actually saying as I wanted it to be? So I was, there's a new Ninja Turtles game that just came out called Ninja Turtles The Rise of Shredder, or Shredder's Revenge. Anyway, it is a remake of that stand-up, a reimagining of that console game that was in every pizza restaurant next to the Simpsons game.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So we were playing that.
Similar game.
And someone was like, you know, there's a female Ninja Turtle. And I was like, what? And I was like, yeah, her name is Venus. Because they're all
that.
Yeah. And she is voiced by Nicole Parker.
What?
Pause. I looked it up and I was like, oh my God, I know the person that voices this thing. And the first entry is like voice actor Nicole Parker, frequently mistaken for the actor of Mad TV of same name.
But there was
a couple second period where I thought that our dear friend Nicole Parker was the voice of a Ninja Turtle.
I got to voice an April in a shorts series.
Yes. And Betsy is Krang?
Maybe. And then Lapkus is another April in another one. It was like a whole different like multiverse.
You're a canon April O'Neil.
I am.
That's insanely
in wild. Elementary school.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, in elementary school, I became pretty good at drawing Ninja Turtles.
I started becoming
almost, real popular because of it.
Yeah, I almost became like known to draw Ninja Turtles for people.
I would have come up to you and be like, draw a Ninja Turtle on this for me.
Maybe my high point in terms of kind acts, I think, like thinking back. This guy in my class was a Jehovah's Witness and he couldn't celebrate any...
I'm going to cry at
things.
This already.
It was like Valentine's Day or something. We all had like our little things and people would put, and I drew him a Ninja Turtle and it made him very happy.
Oh, Brett.
Great work.
What a sweet man.
Listen, if you are around a Jehovah's Witness child, you need to reach out to them and bring them joy. That's just everyone's job.
Ninja Turtles is a loophole in that belief system.
Yeah. Ninja Turtles are
a fellow classmate sneaking you a gift. This is the plot of Ninja Turtles 3, which I don't believe has a subtitle.
Simpler times.
That has a 19% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Solid.
Reporter April O'Neil purchases an ancient Japanese scepter that can cause those simultaneously holding it in different centuries to switch places in time. When she is transported to the 16th century Japan, her crime-fighting pals, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, pursue her. After landing in the past, the Turtles learn that April has been captured by the villainous by a villainous lord, and to rescue her, they must team up with the rebel leader, Misu. So
wow. She switches places with someone?
I guess so. So maybe someone's in modern times.
They definitely are.
Yeah. This was my preferred Ninja Turtles property.
Can I tell you something that was just told to me?
Yes.
That the Ninja Turtle, like the ooze that turns you into whatever, mm-hmm. turns you into the thing that you are in last contact with.
Oh.
So let me slow down for a second.
Please. So, take this one to a clip clop.
The reason the Ninja Turtles look like people is because they are turtles, and the last thing that they were in contact with was a person.
They touched all people. Wait, that's crazy. So it's not, they were not people. They were not people who touched a turtle. They were a turtle who touched a people.
Right. If they were turtles who a cat had just kissed, they would have turned into turtle cats.
Yes.
And they and the people they were in contact with loved pizza.
They musta.
Yeah.
They musta.
They musta.
Really loved it.
Listen, who doesn't love pizza?
Do you think it was the same person?
It was the person that found them.
I think it's Splinter, actually.
Did he touch a rat?
Yes.
Oh.
Because I was going to say, if they all love pizza, it's not like they all, that like or different pizza lovers touched a turtle.
I think most people.
Splinter was a person who had a rat and touched a rat, so he turned into a rat person.
Dana's imagining a world where it's unlikely that four people all like pizza.
Yeah. Way overcomplicating it.
So they'd have to have four distinct people who enjoy
pizza?
It feels crazy.
What about like Rocksteady? You touch like a rhino or something?
Bebop and Rocksteady.
Aren't they aliens? Are they something different?
They are... There is such a deep Ninja Turtles lore that I am not qualified to speak on. There is like Dimension X. They, I don't think, are from it.
Okay. Wow. I don't think they're from the same lab. I think they're like a different vibe.
It's been a while.
I'm just saying, I think that's what's happening.
And don't tell us because we actually don't care, but that's what we think is happening.
And actually, we have time for like one more song. Don't have to start playing yet, but I'm just signaling for the group that we have time for like one more.
Then we got to get out because Scott came in screaming about his heart out.
Yes. I will continue.
By that, I mean he was the most polite person. Like, is it okay if we leave my first? Like, yes, we're trying to respect your time, my dude.
It's not even a hot take. We may have even talked about this on other episodes, but the Ninja Turtles pizza, the pizza in the Ninja Turtles like animated series. Yes. I was like, I want that pizza.
It's trippy.
Yeah. Cartoon pizza is definitely enough like to sing about.
Barely solid. It's incredible.
When I think of that pizza, it's like a different thing than pizza we eat. I don't know how to describe it. It's like its own, like same thing with the big Oreo in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, where they're like, the Oreo's really big and there's like a big ant or something. I was like, I have a different like flavor profile in my mind of what that Oreo tastes like, even though it is an Oreo.
I hear you, because they take out like giant scoops of that cream.
Yes.
And it looks like fluffier. Yeah.
There's something like extra special about it. But there are things where I'm like, I wish I could eat that pizza and somehow it would taste, or that Oreo and it would taste different.
Let's go back to our Jack Black. I know we don't have electric guitar, but let's sing something in his voice style.
Yeah, so he just used a bunch of acoustic stuff. That's great.
Okay, do something like that, Brad.
Yeah, that's perfect, Brad.
If I'm sitting in the cinema or watching it at home, there's just one thought I can never leave alone. Why did that food look so much better on the screen? Why is it dripping? Why is it fluffy? Why is it in my dreams?
Cartoon food, I wanna eat it all up.
Do, 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 do,
have on a regular plate.
Oh, you know what gets me to a place where I can never relax is when I see a cartoon sandwich with all those distinct stacks.
And if I'm watching anime, just forget it, I'm talking every single one of the most delicious bowls.
Tell you what food's gonna be in them so you can eat it at the same time.
Oh yeah, like a little food and view.
Like before it comes out, like here's the preview, and here is what they're going to eat. Now get to the same thing and take a seat. To eat this cartoon food.
Jessica McKenna, we got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got
What was it, Brett? It was so good.
Cool Licks on the Acoustics.
We got Brett Cool Licks on the Acoustics.
We got Dana Wickens, Queen on the Throne,
on the Cajon. Thank you so much. Give it up for yourselves. Give it up for your listening ears. Don't tag Paul. Paul, if you hear this in weeks, we love you,
bud. We love you whenever you hear it, or if you don't, we still love you. We do have a video of last week's episode. That's on Off Book Clubhouse if you want it. And yeah, we're still sort of summer nomads, keeping the summer party going. We're going to try... Okay, here's what I'll say. We don't have a date for it exactly yet. We are going to try to do another campfire live stream.
Yes, so keep your eyes on the socials for that. But
in the next couple weeks. So if you're a subscriber, that will be available to you, and if you're not, we'll...
The episode will be available to you later.
That's right.
All right, well, as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book...
Banana.
Banana.
Sorry, that's what they say.
Bye.
Los Angeles Minions.
Powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.